Thank you for each one that's come now. God, as we open thy word, Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit would be our teacher. Lord, I pray today as we look at this subject of what is faith and understanding faith, God, that you might help us, Lord, maybe to see some things we haven't seen, or maybe, Lord, to encourage us on some things that maybe we know but we haven't thought about maybe lately. But God, I pray now the Spirit will be, Holy Spirit will be our teacher. Would you lead us and guide us today? And again, we thank you for everyone that's come. We pray for those that are out for various reasons. I pray you protect them. And God, we just look forward to today because this is a special day for you and with you. And God, we just commit our lives, our thinking, our words. Lord, everything we do, we commit it to you now. And we trust you, dear God, to bring to our mind, bring to our speaking today, God, what people need to hear that they might be encouraged today. Lord, help that one that's lost to be saved. That Christian, Lord, that's cold and indifferent, I pray, God, you stir in their heart today, Lord, how much you love them, and God, how much you want them to serve you. So, Father, thank you now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hebrews chapter number 11, very familiar text. In order for us, in order for me to live the way that God intends for me to live, I have to have faith in God. I have to trust God. Now, I want you to be thinking for this week. You know, I believe, I heard this many years ago, and I believe it. The best commentary of the Bible is the Bible itself. I believe that. If I want to understand what a verse says, I just want God to show me another verse or maybe another passage that would help me to understand that verse. And when I think about the subject of faith, what is faith? I want you to be thinking and searching this week, and I give you an opportunity next week to share with us a Bible verse or another Bible verses, maybe a couple, whatever, that explains to you what faith is to you. What faith is to you. Now we know in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, that's a biblical definition of faith, and it certainly is true. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. We find here that faith and hope are together. Faith and hope are together. We also see here that the object of our hope is the object of our faith because they are together. So faith here is the substance of things hoped for. Someone said that faith is your title deed to eternal life. Your title deed to eternal life. And just as a title deed is evidence of you having real estate. And we see here that your faith is evidence of your eternal estate in God. It's because of your faith in Him. Your faith in Him. So we find this to be true. Turn over to 2 Corinthians, back to 2 Corinthians, I should say. Back to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're talking about faith. What is faith? 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. The Bible says faith is the substance. That is, faith is the confidence. Okay? It's the confidence. It's what he's talking about here. But in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18, look at this, what Paul is writing here. It says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Eternal. The world says that seeing is believing. But faith says that believing is seeing. That's faith. Faith. Faith in God. Faith. What is a good definition of faith? As far as the Bible interpreting it. You know, what is another verse or verses in the Bible that gives me an explanation of what faith is to me? Well, I'm going to give you two. All of you know these verses. And these two are things that help me to understand faith a little bit better. I'm not saying it's all that faith is, but it helps me to understand this. All of you know these verses. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge me, and I will direct thy paths. To me, that's an explanation of what faith is. Trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not into mine own understanding. But in all my ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. What is faith? We find faith, the word faith is mentioned throughout the Bible. We see in Matthew's gospel, we find he speaks of little faith. He speaks of so great faith. Also, thy faith hath made thee whole. We also see, according to your faith, be it unto you. We see also faith as a grain of a mustard seed. We see grace of faith mentioned is if you have faith and doubt not. Mark says, how is it that you have no faith? How is it that you have no faith? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Then we find in Luke, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Our faith has saved thee. Increase our faith. Shall he find faith on earth that thy faith fail not? And we find also in Acts when speaking of Stephen, a man full of what? Faith. A man full of faith. So faith is used throughout the Bible. It's amazing. If you get you a Strong's Concordance or something, or just any concordance, look at the word faith. How many times the word faith is used in the Word of God? And go through it and just study it and ask God to reveal to you what is he trying to say to you when it comes to faith. Faith is very important, folks, in our lives today. It's very important. Faith believes that all things, good or bad, work together for good to them that love God. Faith believes all things, the good or the bad, always works for our good. I say so many times, all things that happen to me is for my good and for God's glory. My good and God's glory. And we need to get hold of that and realize that this is true. And we must realize that. Faith, what is faith? Faith goes beyond reason. Turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter and chapter number 1. 1 Peter and chapter number 1. Faith goes beyond reason. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 8. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's faith. Faith goes beyond reason. You know, you've got relatives, and so have I, maybe neighbors, that don't understand why you always go to church. They don't understand that. And you know what? It's hard to explain to them sometimes. Because this faith we're talking about does go beyond reason. The natural man cannot understand the things of God. It takes the Spirit of God within us to understand faith. To understand faith. So we find here that faith goes beyond reason. We find that faith believes that they can't, he can't understand. Why? Faith believes without understanding why. Faith believes it. You know, I can't understand why God loved me so much he sent his son to die for me. I can't understand why. But I believe it. I believe it by faith. I've accepted it by faith. I can't explain it to people sometimes. Faith also sings in prison. You remember Paul and Silas were in jail? They didn't get together and have a pity party, did they? They got together and began to sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I don't know what they sung. But I know one thing. They sung of what God had done for them. And because of that, they had the victory. Because they had faith in God. Faith in God is so important. Faith will glory in tribulations. Glory in tribulations. Now, I don't like tribulations. I don't like trials. I don't like testing. And nobody does. It's in the flesh. But when we are faced with trials and tribulations in this life, we need to praise God. We need to praise God. And if our faith is in God, we will glory. We'll give him the glory. Because we know he's going to work it out. He's going to show us a way out of where we are in our life, you know. And you've been through circumstances and tribulations and say, well, how have I? And we get to the point, there's no way out, but God has got to make a way. You ever been there? I have. And God miraculously opened a door and showed you a way out. He helped you somehow. Faith glories in tribulation. I'm talking about faith in God. Not so much faith in man, but faith in God will bring things alive in our life. And our life will be different if we will have true, genuine faith in God. Faith in God. Faith also chooses to suffer. Chooses to suffer. Sometimes when we do something for the Lord, people laugh at us, mock at us, and do all kinds of things. Well, that's okay. Faith in God chooses sometimes to suffer for God. Choose to suffer for God in our lives at times. We also see that faith accepts all things as part of God's will for our life. Learning to accept all things that I'm faced with in my life as part of God's will. Sometimes that's hard to accept, isn't it? You go to work on Monday morning and your boss comes in there and tells you something that you don't want to hear. That's hard to accept, isn't it? As God's will. It really is. But God has a purpose for what He puts us in, what He allows to come into our lives. He has a purpose for that in our lives. And that purpose is to bring glory to Him and to make us more like Him. Come on in, brother. And it's good to know that my life is in God's hands. It's not in my hands. And that's when I'm willing to submit my will to God's will. Faith accepts all things as a part of God's will for our lives. Faith also, we find, assures success in our life. Faith assures success in our lives as Christians. I'm glad today to know that. Faith is a fundamental duty. It's our duty to have faith in God. We should have faith in God. Faith also is a defensive weapon. Paul tells us in Ephesians to put on what? The shield of what? Faith. The shield of faith. Faith is a defensive weapon that we have in this Christian life. And I don't know about you, I need all the defensive weapons I can get. Especially when we get out here in the world, because all kinds of darts have been thrown at us, and we need that shield of faith. Confidence in God that God's going to see us through. He's going to help us, and we're going to have victory in it. Faith also is essential in prayer. If I pray without believing, I'm praying in vain. Faith is essential in prayer when we pray. Faith goes beyond reason, is what I'm saying here. We also see that faith should be united with love. Faith should be united with love when we have faith. Now, where does faith come from? We talked a little bit about what faith is. Now, where does faith come from? You know, I'm so glad today that God has provided for mankind a simple way to have faith in Him. A simple way to have faith in Him. And sad today, as you look around and I can look around and go around, we see that people today don't have faith in God. They don't believe in God. And I know why, and so do you. I know why. Because I know the source of faith. And so do you. Where does faith come from? I really believe with all my heart that faith is a supernatural divine gift. It's a supernatural divine gift. It only comes from God. It only comes from God. Faith. Faith in God comes from God. Isn't it amazing how much God loves us so much that He gives us faith to believe in Him? What a God we have. What a God we serve that loves us so much to give us the means whereby the source that we can take that and believe in Him. And believe in Him. Not only do we take it as we hear the source of faith, we know that God stirs us and God begins to help us to see that God is real. God is real. And we need to trust Him. Faith is a supernatural divine gift. We know that Satan, we know that sin in the world which we live in blinds man. And man cannot understand the things of God. Man cannot discern God's word. But I'm so glad today that we have faith Folks, listen to me just a minute. This is our faith. This is where our faith comes from. This is where faith comes from. People today that do not value the Bible, do not put the Bible where it ought to be first in their lives. That's why they don't believe in God. That's why. This book is a source of faith. This is a source of faith. The messenger of God and the Spirit of God takes the Word of God to penetrate in our minds and then into our hearts to bring forth faith in God. That's how we'll have faith in God. A person that has never heard, a person that never reads this book will never have faith in God. Never. You can't do it. Because the Bible says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We're living in a world today, of society today, I should say, that does not read, will not read this book. And we ask ourselves, why don't they believe in God? That's why. That's why. You know, and well as I know, when you go out visiting, you cannot yourself convince anybody there is a God. You can't do it. Because people are not going to believe you. But there's something about this book right here. I know what it is, it's powerful, the Bible says, and quick. It sharpens every two-edged sword. But this book right here, through a source of reading it and hearing it over a period of time, will allow faith to come into the heart of an individual. I know that's what happened to me. I didn't get saved the first time I heard the Word of God. It took me a long time. I'm a hard learner. But it took me a while to learn, to see what God wanted me to see in the preaching and the teaching I had from God's Word as I grew up in a church. But I'm thankful today that I have this book. I'm thankful for this book. This book right here has enabled to keep me out of hell and also you, if you're a Christian today. It's because of this book, folks. This book, the Bible. God's Word. It's a source of our faith. We ought to cherish it. We ought to love it. Because without it, we'd be lost and undone. And our destiny would not be in heaven. And our life today would not be enjoyable with joy unspeakable and full of glory because of this book. This Bible, folks. This is the source of our faith in God. I'm thankful today for the Word of God that He's given to us, that we can have faith. Faith comes by hearing again and hearing by the Word of God. Let's don't take it lightly, folks. Let's don't take it for granted what God has, the way that God has provided for you and I to believe in Him. To believe in Him. It's through His Word He's given to us. I'm thankful today for the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible, the idea of faith comes from the Bible, the facts of God's Word. God's Word. And as we go out and try to talk to people, let's read them the Bible. Let's don't talk to them. Let's read them the Bible. Because the Bible is the source of faith. It's not me speaking to them. It's not you speaking to them. But it's the reading of the Bible. The reading of the Bible. And I've seen that happen so many times in my own life. It's not what I say. It's what God says. That's what's going to enable people to get saved. Faith is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of the faith is to see what we believe. That's faith. Faith in God. I'm grateful today for the Word of God, the Bible we have. I'm grateful for faith that enables us to be what we ought to be for God. Now, back in Hebrews chapter 11, where we were, if you're there, that's fine, but don't turn back there. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's continue to read in verse number 2. Read verse 1 again. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says, for by it, that is by faith, the elders attain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The what? Word of God. The Word of God. It's all through faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You know, in reading that, it just baffles my mind, Brother Tyra. God spoke the world into existence. He spoke it. And it became what it is today. And it's just amazing to me how God could do this, but God's all-powerful. God can do anything that He so desires to do. But we see here, this is true. Now look at verse number 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God has translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he what? Pleased God. He pleased God. Now notice the next verse. We see that Enoch pleased God. We see here that Enoch pleased God. Look at verse number 6. But it says, that Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God, but, that's a big important word here, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please who? Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, there's very few things in the Bible are said to be impossible. Very few. You don't find the word in the Bible a whole lot. But we find here that it's impossible to please God without faith. Impossible to please God without faith. That's taking God at His word. That's trusting the Lord with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and let Him lead your life, direct your life. This is very important. We cannot please God without faith. We cannot please God without faith. Faith in Him. Now, I want you to notice here, very quickly this morning, in this verse, I want you to notice three levels of faith. Level 1, level 2, and level 3. There are three levels of faith mentioned here in this passage today. And let's look at it. First of all, we see, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he what? He is. The first level of faith is, I believe God is. I believe God is. This is the first step in faith. I believe that God is. Regardless of what man may try to teach me, I believe that God is. He says it's impossible to please God. But if you come to God, first of all, we have to believe that God is. God is. The second layer, the second level of faith is, in the rest of this verse, it says, he that comes to God must believe that He is, and for secondly, and that He is a what? Rewarder. He is a rewarder. Not only do I believe that God is, but I believe that God can. God is a rewarder. Okay? He is a rewarder. So, first of all, this first level of faith is I believe what God is? God is. The second one, I believe that God what? Can. I believe God is, and I believe God can. Now, the third one is found in the last part of this verse. A rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek Him. I believe that God will. If I don't believe that God will, I'm not going to seek Him. But when I'm seeking God, I believe that God will. I believe that He will. So what are the three levels of faith? I believe what God is, He can, and He will. These are very important when it comes to faith. God is, God can, and God will. Faith in God gives us these levels here of faith. And we see here, many times we think of faith, though, in human terms, don't we? We think of it in human terms, but faith really, folks, listen, is all about God. It's not about us. It's about Him when it comes to faith. His goodness, His love, His faithfulness, His knowledge, His power. All these are source of our belief in Him because He does things so much for us. His goodness, His love, His caring for us. All these things are so important to us. He's faithful. God is faithful. He's faithful to us. He knows all about us. If we understand who He is, our faith has a secure foundation. And it'll stand. It'll stand. If we believe that God is, if we believe that God can and God will, we have a sure foundation of faith in Him. Of faith in Him. We're not trusting in our faith, but we're trusting in God. Faith is so important. Faith is so important. Now, first of all, let's look at, I believe God is. I believe God is. The Bible says, again, but without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. The first level of faith. I believe that God is. What is God? Who is God in your life? Who is God in your life? Believing goes beyond our acknowledgement of His existence. Okay? Now, I believe that God is alive and well today. I believe that God is in control. But believing goes further than that. It goes further than that. You know, in our lives, we must see. I believe that God is. First of all, God's all-powerful. He's all-powerful. Go back again, as I mentioned, began earlier. Look at the creation, what God did. Now listen, only God can do that. Only God's got the power to create a world like you and I live in. Man has no power of that. Nothing compared to that. But I believe that creation, also the miracles of God. What? The miracles of God? Not only in creation and what He's made, but even when God was here on earth in the flesh through Jesus Christ, the miracles that He did, only He could do. Only He could do. And the promises of God we have in the Word of God. Only He could do that. He's all powerful. He's all powerful, folks. God is all powerful. There's neither a greater power nor a more impossible task than creation. Neither a greater power nor an impossible task than creation. Only God could do it. God is all powerful. So first of all, God is. He's all powerful. He's all powerful. Not only that, He's all knowledgeable. He knows all things. He knows all about this earth. He knows where you are. He knows where I am. He knows where everybody is. He knows the sparrow is going to fall to the ground and die next. He knows all things. Why not have faith in someone that knows all things? Why not have faith in someone that created where we live? Gives us the air we breathe, the sunshine that we enjoy, the warm weather we have, the cool weather we have, and all that we have on this earth, God gives it to us. Why not have faith in Him? Why not have faith in Him? My, we have a wonderful God. We have a wonderful God. He's all-knowing. He's in control, folks. He's in control. Sometimes we may, as Christians, wonder when we look at our leaders today, who's in control? But folks, listen, God is closing this thing out. He's closing this thing out. And the closer we get to that day He's closing us out, we're going to see worse and worse, more wickedness, all kinds of crazy things are going to happen in leadership right on down to even us today. Because God is trying to help His people to realize this is not your home. There's a better place awaiting you as God's children. You won't have to go through all you're going through in this life when you get to where I am. It's a much better place. It's a much better place. See, God has a way of making us, how do I say it? He has a way of making us miserable on this earth. You know, so we want to get off this earth. Not me, I want to live forever. Well, you can have it. You can have it. Because I know my Savior has prepared a place for me and I want to go where He is and I'm going one day. I may go for where you go, you may go for where I go. We may all go together. But I know one thing, we're going to go, we're saved. God is all-knowing. He knows what's going on this earth, and don't you forget that. He's got it all together. He's in control. He's in control. Not only is he all-powerful and all-knowing, but he's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's with you. He's with me. It's an amazing thing to me how God can be everywhere. How God can use a servant of God to stand in a pulpit like this and open the Word of God and allow the Spirit of God to direct him to speak what he needs to say. And if you've got 100, if you've got 5,000 people out there, there's a message for every one of them. God is everywhere. God's everywhere, folks. He's everywhere. He'll speak to us individually through the Word of God and try to help us to have faith in him. To have faith in him. We have a wonderful God. God is everywhere. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. Our motives are to be right in our faith. So what do we see today? What do we see today about faith? What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. My definition of faith is found, again, as I said earlier, the best commentary of the Bible is the Bible itself. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, give me faith. Trust in the Lord with all my heart, and lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my paths. He said, Brother Keith, you're repeating yourself. I know it. I know it. But sometimes repetition is our best teacher. What is your faith? What is faith to you? I asked you earlier. Sometime this week, starting maybe tonight, this afternoon, take the Bible and try to find a Bible verse that reveals to you what faith is to you. What is faith to you? Faith to you. Your faith is very important, folks. Your faith in God will keep you where you ought to be. It'll help you to do what you ought to do. It'll help you to live the way you ought to live. To be faithful to God. To be faithful to God. And again, I've said before, people that are not saved, the reason they're not saved is because they haven't heard this book. They haven't heard it. You see, I know people that have heard the book but haven't got saved yet. Well, just keep presenting the Word to them because this is the drawing. See, God uses you as an instrument. He uses the Holy Spirit as His power. And He uses His Word to show people they need faith in Him. They need faith in Him. If any of you here this morning, sitting in this audience right here, and you never have trusted Christ as your Savior, this will be the only thing that's going to draw you to Christ. This book right here. I promise you, if you read this book, if you sit under the teaching of this book, the preaching of this book, if you stay there, I promise you, you will have faith in God and you'll come to know Christ as your Savior, because this book does not lie. This book does something for us and to us that nothing else in this world does. It's powerful, folks. This book, this is the source of our faith. This is our faith, this book right here. I believe this book from cover to cover. All of it. It's inspired. It's inerrant, without any contradictions. It's what you need. It's what the world needs today. What the world needs today, people says, is love. Listen, love won't get it. Love won't get it. What the world needs today is to hear the Word of God. And they're not hearing it. They're not hearing it. Because they don't want to hear it, because we as Christians sometimes get lack in presenting the Word of God. Because we don't think it's going to work. Listen, it will work. It will work if we'll preach it, we'll teach it, and we'll share it. God help us today to realize our faith comes from this Word. And if anybody in our life, our family, our relatives, our loved ones, our people we work with, if they come to know God, come to know Christ as Savior, it's going to be because they hear this book. This is the answer, folks, the Word of God. May God help us to realize we have in our hands, you have in your lap today, the most precious thing in this world, the Bible. It's the only thing that's going to keep people out of hell. But it won't do it alone. It has to be shared. May God help us to share this. Next week, we're going to look at some more examples of faith. Not only what faith is, but we're going to look at what I believe God is, but I believe God can and God will. We're going to look at some examples of faith next week, the Lord willing. I trust you will be much in prayer as we go through this day and through this week. Let's pray. Father, I thank you today for the Word of God. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, the value that it is to us. And sometimes we don't even realize it. But Lord, it's so precious. And I pray, God, you would help us and remind us constantly, Lord, the value of your Word. Lord, increase our faith. God, help us to learn to lean upon you. God, I know the only way that our faith will grow is that we have to be in the Word of God. God, help us, Lord, as your children, to read it more. Help it not just to be a book we lay on the table from Sunday to Sunday, but Lord, a book we pick up and that we read and we hide in our heart, God, that you might increase our faith. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for each one that's come. Lord, as we go into the next service, I pray, God, for your blessing upon everything that's done, for the choir, for the special. I pray, God, for the speaker today. I pray, God, that you may be honored, you may be glorified. And God, if there's one in our midst that's not saved, I pray the Word of God today as it's sown might come forth as faith in somebody's life today and they trust Christ as Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.